Welcome to the Bored to Podcast. We're joined by a lot of people here. I'm quite surprised. I thought no one was going to show up. We got Blonde Tanata, Theo, Sev, and of course, Watch Boruto and myself. This is a special episode. We're celebrating Naruto's 25th anniversary of the manga and I believe, 23rd of the anime?
Second.
So I asked the community and everyone else what they thought their favorite Naruto moment was, and we're just going to talk about those and bring them up. So I'll start with mine first, and you guys can all jump in like whenever at some point and say, all right, well, this was my moment. Mine is the Gaara versus Lee fight in the Chunin exams. When Lee dropped the weights, that made my jaw drop, and that actually made me continue wanting to watch Naruto. That's what hooked me to continue.
The weight scene was insane because I remember, I think it was Tamari mentioned that that measly weights wouldn't make a difference. And I'm sure nobody expected how heavy those weights were going to be.
Yeah, I actually watched it recently and she's literally smiling. Like she has no idea.
Yeah, she's pretty arrogant in that scene. Love Tamari, but she underestimated Lee 100%.
He was fighting her brother.
That's true.
But you know, seeing like Shonen Jump was like really like a goofy, funny anime and story. And Lee was just a funny character overall. And to see that happen, like when it takes it to it literally took it to a whole nother level. Like it was, that was not even expected. Honestly, I didn't even expect it.
Yeah. It's like when they take the goofy character and it turns out he can get serious. I mean, we saw a little bit of it with Sasuke and how his first interaction with Sasuke went. So we knew Lee was kind of serious, but I feel like when people really started to take him serious as a character and as a ninja was definitely during that fight.
Hey, English or Japanese though?
Like to watch it in?
I first watched it in English.
Me too. I started off with anime just in general in English, but then I feel like the subtitles, they're watching it in sub, is way better. My opinion has definitely changed on that over the past few years.
I think I watched like a little bit over half of Shonen Jump in English. And then at the time, it was like Netflix. It wasn't even on Hulu. It was just Netflix. And they were like, oh, we ran out of English episodes. If you want to watch more, you got to watch the sub. I'm like, okay, fuck it. And I did. And I was like, whoa, this is way better. Their personality is way more into the character.
Yeah, for me, actually, when I started watching sub, wasn't related to Naruto, but it was a similar situation where they ran out of English episodes. So it was a similar situation, different anime. I have a few moments I appreciate from Naruto, but each of them are I appreciate for different reasons. Like, I love fights and stuff, but there's also really good emotional scenes as well.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, to me, was it was actually in the end when Sasuke was about to leave the end of Shippuden, and it was his moment with Sakura. I feel like that showed a character growth and development. I thought it was neat seeing end of Shippuden when Sasuke left to go on his travels.
Oh, okay.
Post war arc, yeah.
Yeah. Are you talking about the maybe next time?
Yeah, the maybe next time scene. I feel like it was nice seeing him use the head poke that his brother taught him. Because he was kind of stepping in, when you think about it, he was stepping into kind of the same role Itachi had, watching over from the shadows. And then that forehead poke kind of showed his similarities with Itachi already as he was stepping into that role.
Yeah, I thought you was going to say the first time.
Oh, the first time you left? No.
That's my favorite moment.
It was cool, but I do kind of wish that we had gotten to see a bit more of him as a Genin in the Leaf before he left.
Yeah, that sucks, but no, my favorite moment was the first time he left in part one, episode 109. When he had the little backpack on, it was midnight, I guess, a little bit that night. And then Sakura stopped him, tried to convince him to stay. It didn't work. Then he left. Something about that right there got me. I was like, oh yeah, I gotta see what goes on next. Because like I already was sticking through it, right? There was never a moment I'm like, oh, let me not continue watching. Because, you know, mainly the fights, they kept introducing more characters as it kept going, right? With tuning exams, past that even more with the other teams. But when Sasuke was about to leave, I think really all the episodes leading up to that, right? When the moment where Kakashi was saying that everybody that he loves is already dead. You know, when Sasuke threatened to kill all of them just so that you know what I feel, basically.
Yeah.
All that leading up to him finally leaving, and the last person, literal, the last line of defense was Sakura, and that wasn't enough.
yeah.
He couldn't convince him. He couldn't convince him. He was dead set on this thing, and he saw it through and went to go with the Sound Four with Orochimaru to get power. And I was just like, damn. Because he's always talking about the like mission that he's on, right? Oh, I have the first scene when they were talking about what their names are and what their goal is. He said, I have somebody in mind I want to kill whenever they were asking around Kakashi and his team. I was like, oh yeah, whatever. And then he got the part where like he got choked out talking about you don't have enough hatred, you know, all talk, no action. And then finally he went to go do that action by leaving the village. He said, forget all that. I'm going to do this thing first. Then I can come back or whatever, you know, that moment right there. And then what was better too is that the music and the shot, like the shot selection, the way the camera is, whoever did the storyboard of that, easily my favorite sequence, but so long as it isn't fighting, right?
Yeah,
because then they have a bunch of good fighting sequences, you know, in part one especially, like Rock Lee versus Gaara. I think that's what put really a lot of people on the board on a Naruto, and then
that one hooked me. Yeah, that one. I'm telling you, from that moment on, I just had to keep watching.
And then the motion blur too.
Yeah,
motion blur added.
Honestly, one of the things that kept me in Naruto was the scene in OG Naruto where Naruto and Sasuke first worked together against Zabuza, where Naruto uses transformation jutsu to turn into the shuriken. That scene was really good hype wise, and that definitely kept me on it.
Oh, see, what really got me into Naruto were like a bunch of YouTube videos showing Hinata being in love with Naruto, showing her blushing and twiddling her fingers and spying on him. And just like seeing all those videos just like got me real curious just to watch Naruto. So I ended up watching Naruto like the whole way through, and even reading the manga. And like I think still like the episodes with Hinata like blushing and fainting and like trying to talk to Naruto and like twiddling her fingers is just like it's really relatable, and I like those the most. Oh yeah, and her like dancing naked in a waterfall, that one was really funny, and I like that one a lot.
Wow. Well,
yeah, I always wondered, like, Naruto never figured out who that was. He never figured out who that waterfall girl was.
He probably told him, like, when they got married.
I imagine, because he mentioned it, he brought it up, and she was there. So I imagine later on, when she was more comfortable around him.
A little embarrassed.
Yeah, I remember that. I didn't actually watch that episode, but I did see that specific clip of him mentioning it to whatever group he was traveling with. I skipped a lot of the filler in Naruto, actually.
Oh, I also watched the OVAs. The OVA with them doing the Olympics was really funny because Naruto was desperate to go to the bathroom, but Hinata was trying to talk to him, but she was going, and twiddling her fingers, and she just like kept Naruto hanging and waiting to use the restroom.
Free my boy Naruto. He just wanted to go to the restroom. I remember the one OVA where he fought Konohamaru, and that was really funny to me because he was already winning. There was no chance for Konohamaru to win, but then he decided to go into Sage mode anyways. That was brutal. I felt bad for Konohamaru because he was going through it in that scene.
Nah, why'd he do him like that? That's so crazy.
Then he wanted to go into Sage mode. He was already beating the crap out of him.
So, Sev, you mentioned the Sasuke Orochimaru Chunin exams fight.
Oh, yeah. That is one of my favorite fights. Not only because of the animation, but because that's kind of where Sasuke's arc with Orochimaru kind of started. And that's where he became one of my favorite characters.
Now, that beginning part of Shonen Jump is very mysterious. The music is crazy. The colors we see, it's like very mysterious. And to see Orochimaru like that and what he did coming out of the body and like all the snake stuff, that was crazy. And that's when he put the curse mark on Sasuke, right?
Oh, yeah. And that changed the Chunin exams for Team 7 forever because Sasuke was out for a while after that.
That was pretty cool. And I really liked how the art is, how they're on the trees and really high up, like super high up, not just high up, super high up. Like that was pretty cool. That was an awesome moment for sure. Why is here in the listening? Why said the Naruto versus Gaara fight was fire. If you want, you can come up and talk about it. And you also said when Itachi knocked on Naruto's door when he was going to kidnap him.
That scene was cool, but the Itachi knocking on the door scene was cool, but I also found it hilarious because it kind of reminds me of when Jigen came in and was like apologizing for wearing shoes in the house. Like all of Naruto's villains are so polite. So respectful.
Yeah, but the Naruto versus Gaara fight, that was pretty cool. Like the fact that Gaara was able to use the tailed beast like that in the first place.
If I'm not mistaken, I could be. Isn't that the first time we're introduced to a tailed beast who isn't Kurama?
Yeah, I think so.
Transformation. We kept hearing about Gaara's thing, how he's the same as Naruto with a beast in him, but that was the first time we've seen it.
Because I'm pretty sure up until that moment, we were only ever told about the nine-tailed beast. We were never told about the others. Yeah. So that was our first introduction to the fact that, hey, there's more than just the one that we've seen on screen. I do think that the Naruto vs. Gaara fight is good, not only as a fight, but also on, like, kind of for the characters, because that's kind of where Gaara's character development started, and that leads into him and Naruto's friendship. So it's a good fight, but it's also very good emotionally.
And now look at them. Both of them are down, incapacitated. You know? That is so crazy. What happened to Gaara? Like, we're going to find that out, but... yeah.
Are we talking about what happened to him in Boruto or what happened to him in Naruto? Yeah,
what happened to him in Boruto, like...
No, he got cooked. I heard about that. No, I heard about that, and I felt so bad, dude. Gaara cannot catch a break in this series.
I think like the last time we seen him in the manga was when he went to the Chunin exams. And the last time we seen him was when he left. Him and his son, Pinky, they left.
Yeah. I mean, we see him in Boruto, he's just constantly getting whooped by Momoshiki, now by the, what are they called? The Claw Grimes, which I feel like this also puts Sasuke above Gaara.
He been.
Yeah. And also, I do agree with Y here in the chat. Gemma Bunta and the Nine Tails. The fact seeing both of them next to each other like that was actually crazy. Something that I can never forget And Naruto pulling up to the pain fight with all the frogs. That is so badass.
That is a good moment. I remember seeing that and being in complete shock. I mean, I think that, you know, I'm not a huge fan of Naruto Shippuden fit, if I'm being honest here, but I think that the red cloak kind of fixed it for me.
Well, it also was Sakura screaming Naruto right before he pulled up. That also made it really intense.
Yeah, when Sakura showed off her secret summoning technique.
What about the first time he summoned a frog? Remember, Jiraiya threw him into this pit? That's crazy.
Yeah. Summoning
waters, literally.
Then summoning
into this pit. Talking about summon it. Ah.
I forget. Jiraiya's like this pit.
No, he summoned Gallabunta right off the bat.
It was Gallabunta, right? Yeah.
Yeah, right off the bat. It's crazy, too. I remember seeing that.
He has so much chakra. What the fuck?
That's true. And I'm pretty sure at that point.
And the frog caught him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure at that point he hadn't actually learned proper chakra control yet. I don't think he was good at it.
Yeah, nothing too crazy.
So him summoning Gallabunta makes sense.
Kata said, shout out Kata, they said in the Discord, their favorite memory from part one was Zabuza's death. Naruto giving the speech about what he meant to Haku and the way he goes out taking everyone down with him and then having his moment of closure hit so hard. So that's what Kata said. That was their favorite moment. And you know what? That was the first real villain in Naruto.
That's true.
Yeah. And this part was crazy because we get to see Kakashi's Sharingan. And this part is when they're really like developing what the Sharingan is. Like, they didn't even really know what they're going to do with this. I didn't think so. The way that everything was going on, a lot of stuff they did in that fight or in the beginning with the Sharingan with Kakashi isn't even a thing anymore. It's like evolved on so many levels.
That's true.
But that's, of course, you can't forget Zabuza. That's the first. Plus, it was insanely long. Like, how many episodes long was that fight?
I don't even know, because they moved like location about three times. I think they were on the tree, like foresty area. Then they were on the water. Then they were on the bridge. Yeah, that was a long fight. Long, drawn out.
Yeah, that was pretty long. Mm-hmm. And then the last one. Hey, Theo, are you here?
Oh yeah. I'm listening.
So you said your favorite moment was when Naruto kissed Hinata.
Yeah, I like the last movie.
Oh, the last movie. Okay. Mm. Yeah, that was a good movie. Yeah, with Teneri.
That
has to be this all canon. And I gotta say, with the recent events of Kashin Koji's science power, with making unlimited timelines, that basically makes everything canon, no filler. So movies definitely canon, but that movie has to be fully canon with Teneri. And then Spinel mentioned their favorite moment was when Naruto kissed Sasuke in the beginning. And that's like episode 3, maybe, the anime. My friend Joseph, shout out Joseph, me and my buddies have been telling him for so many years to watch Naruto. And he's always like, I will. And every time he does it, he gets up to the Naruto kisses Sasuke part and then he just turns it off. So that can also be people's most hated moment too.
They recreated it in Boruto, except he kissed the shoe.
Yeah. And then just for fun, if you have any like favorite Boruto moments, I'd say mine is when he goes to eat burgers or the spicy burger. I think that was the thing. That one's pretty cool.
First time though.
Every time, like, I love it because it's different. Because it's not like Naruto with the ramen.
Yeah,
it's Boruto with the burgers. I mean, it's like modern.
Rather have a burger than ramen every day.
I know, right?
Oh, burger all the way.
Yep. Absolutely. Like, I'm not a fan of ramen, though.
But maybe we're American. That's why, like, we prefer it.
Yeah, we're all biased. Yeah. We're gonna get called out for this, guys.
Like, liquid?
Like, Japanese ramen. Like, at Japanese restaurants, it's like they add a bunch of fancy stuff to it, and it tastes really good. Not like just instant ramen, but the kind they make in the restaurants. I like it really a lot.
And you know,
for Boruto moments,
he made his own flavor of ramen. He said, "Here, let me hit it with some hot sauce." Then it made a hot sauce ramen. You know,
a big goal of mine is to somehow get this podcast out there to like Burger King or McDonald's or something, so we can get the Boruto burger.
That'd be crazy. You need
that. And the Boruto sponsored burger.
Somebody made it. They made like the Boruto burger, lemon burger,
and they did that right.
So, yeah,
did they? Where? What place? I know they did a KFC.
No, partnership. Just on YouTube. It was some YouTuber. You know, he's a cooking channel. He made a lemon burger, and then he also made the spicy burger. That's why I was like, which spicy burger are you talking about? Because there's multiple in Boruto. So there was the regular spicy burger that's at Thunder Burger. Or whatever it's called. And then there's the one episode, which is the one that the YouTube video made. That one episode, it was episode 90, was it 4? 95? One of those, where there was the eating contest. And in the eating contest, the people that were in the contest were going up against Chocho and Choji. And the people that were there, they were cheating. They were getting fake spicy food. It looked spicy, but it wasn't actually spicy.
Yeah. They were
actually given Choji and his daughter the real spicy. So Boruto found that out and then came to a stop with it. But also, he ate the little, like, the spicy burger. It had a death crossbones design on top.
That one's my favorite. How
spicy it is.
Yeah. But we need to get some type of like Burger King, McDonald's collab with Boruto. When Two Blue Vortex is popping, yeah. But when Two Blue Vortex is out and everyone loves it, oh yeah, they're probably gonna get onto it for sure.
Like he hasn't ate a burger in Two Blue Vortex yet. He ain't got the luxury anymore because of somebody we
want. He might, but you never know.
Yeah,
he probably. I know he's dying for one.
Right. And the thing is I've seen McDonald's and all the other ones. They did like collabs with Jujutsu Kaisen and all kinds of other stuff, but Naruto. So I feel like they've been saving it for Boruto.
I mean, I don't know. You know, like right now they got a Kaisen at meal.
Right. I'm actually gonna get that.
Yeah, I think it's just like a Big Mac but chicken instead of beef patty.
I've been waiting for that.
And some more stuff.
I actually really want to eat that. Yeah, I've been waiting. I'm probably gonna get some today. It's available today, right?
Yeah, it should be coming out soon, if not today.
All right. Also, last thing we're gonna talk about. Why said again in the chat? Their favorite Boruto moment is Momo Shiki versus the Kage and Sasuke. Do you mean like, all the Kage and Sasuke? Okay. So that was when Boruto got his karma. Okay. Yeah. That was, I mean, didn't they like redo it or something with the movie? They did.
Yeah. There were two versions of the Momoshiki arc, and that was the movie and anime.
Yeah, and they changed
anime.
I like the anime look. Yeah, the anime was way better.
I mean, you can technically say the there were like three: anime, manga, and movie.
I also really like the moments of Boruto sitting up on the mountain at the hilltop with Naruto, and like like Boruto's like, the Kage want me dead. Naruto's like, ah, they ain't gonna kill you, not over my dead body, you know.
Well, yeah,
bro.
His name? Masayuki Honda or something like that. He wrote that scene because that isn't in the anime, in the manga. I mean, it's only in the anime that happens. That whole episode was very good that he wrote. They had Boruto not sleeping because he thinks he will take over. He'll get taken over by Momoshiki. Not eating because he thinks eating will make him tired. He said, you know how whenever you eat, then you start getting tired. The Mitsuki, everybody just noticing but not saying anything. And then Naruto coming in and telling him everything gonna be all right. And then he falls asleep, puts a blanket over him, uses the cape as the blanket, the Hokage cloak.
That was sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty sad.
Like, the second plot line of that episode was the other Kage's telling Naruto, like, you're going to be able to do what you got to do, right? When the time comes, as in having to get rid of Boruto. And he said, I can't do it. He told him that he could. He said, I'll do what has to be done as Hokage. But he tells Boruto at the top of the hill, he said, I'm not doing that. No matter what happens. If I lose standing with the Kage, if they think of me as whatever, I'm not doing it.
I mean, it's still powerful, you know?
Yep. Shit brought me in tears. I was like, you know. And what's worse is I know what's going to happen later. You know, that's one of the good and bad things about watching the anime and reading the manga. Because I think at that moment, what was that, 220 around that? So that would have been probably 2022, early 2023. I'm pretty sure that's like, that might be around when Naruto got sealed. I don't remember exactly. But yeah, like looking at that, as he's saying he'll do whatever and then seeing what happens because he doesn't do whatever. You know?
Yeah.
I do have to go in here in a minute. But before I leave, I will mention my favorite Boruto moment, if that's all right. It's probably for me going to be when Sasuke goes to fight the Claw Grime and Tube of Vortex before he turns into a tree. I feel like that shows Sasuke's strong resolve to protect Boruto. Because remember, in his mind, Boruto, because omnipotence is continuously messing with his brain, so he has to fight against that, and he's able to fight against it enough to sacrifice himself for Boruto to go on. So I thought that moment was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was
We're talking about favorite Boruto moments. I like the moments when Kawaki is with Himawari, like when Kawaki's repairing the vase and Himawari watches him, or when there was the episode with the white wolf and they have their moments together. And I just like, I think they're a good pair. They get along real well together, and it's nice seeing them together. And like the Kawaki Academy arc was pretty cool.
Yeah, I like the Kawaki Academy arc, but it was kind of long, though. Felt like it was a little long. But yeah, I mean, that was cool. Was
like, it's a mission that he has to just safeguard this princess, you know, from any threat.
The mission was kind of corny, but it was cool seeing Kawaki in school. Yeah. At least. But yeah, that covers everything. Thank you for everyone that came. And thank you for listening. Make sure you check out Spotify, the YouTube, and if you want to be part of podcasts, just join the Discord.
All right.